From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the impossible question.
Philly's B101.
Under 20% of people actually do this for $606. What is it? Over the weekend, I told you people were asking me like, hey, what's the question? And then for like the entire weekend, they would just yell like, doesn't wear shoes, doesn't wear sandals to the beach. And I'm like, what? And I was like, oh, the question.
Random text messages from my sisters that are just, and I'm like, why did you just send me Bigfoot? Yeah. I'm like, no, that's not the answer, Allison.
Flat Earth?
Yeah, right. All the time.
Let's go to Sean. He's going to be our first guest for this first round on a Monday morning. Good morning, Sean.
Hello, how you doing? And I'm sorry I have to go here, but
okay.
I'm thinking peeing in the pool.
Oh. Oh, you're sorry you have to go here. There's a whole bunch of little commas we could change with that whole sentence right there.
Ooh. Depends on where the inflection is.
Yeah.
Bobby, you definitely pee in the pool.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yep.
Ah.
But hey, we are giving away a trip to Jamaica to Sandals. Have you ever been to a resort that has a swim-up bar and like no one leaves for like three
and
straight hours?
Do you know who on the show does not go in that pool at all? This guy right here.
Oh, there's chlorine that kills it.
Yeah, live a little.
Sean, thanks for the guess. It is funny, but not correct.
Thank you for the chance.
All right. Have a good day. Keep your guesses coming. 888-333-B101. We've got $606. Under 20% of people actually do this. We say, you're kind of lame.
Yeah.
Peeing in the pool isn't lame.
But do you remember? Yes, it is. Do you remember when you were a kid and your parents would say they put the special dye in there? So immediately, it'll turn it all black or something. Immediately.
Oh, my aunt and uncle had a backyard pool, and I'm an August birthday. I'm a summer baby. So I would have my pool parties over there, and every pool party, they were like, hey, don't forget, the dye's in there.
Yep. So don't you pee
in
there.
Don't embarrass yourself.
Don't embarrass yourself by peeing in that pool. Which they were lying the entire time.
The whole time. Under 20% of people actually do this. We kind of think it's lame. $606 at stake here. We've got Lisa. Good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think it is, Lisa?
Don't carry a cell phone.
Don't carry a cell phone.
Ooh.
Don't even have a cell phone.
I mean, my dad is in his 80s and he has a cell phone, but it's a flip phone.
Oh, is it really?
It's still a flip phone.
The old school flip phone.
And when
do you have to push the different numbers to text, like 2-2-2-6-6?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
You do. He doesn't. He's like, I can text. And I sent him a text one time, and it just was like, oh, that was it. Like I was like, oh yeah. Took him so long to text me that back. Sorry, Lisa, that is not correct.
Now, my mom is 80 years old, and she does not have a cell phone.
Oh.
Because she can't hang it up correctly.
That's awesome.
She's done the flip phone, she's done the smartphone, and every time, it's like she screws it up.
She's still there.
You know, it's not even worth it. She goes, I have a landline. If you want me, you can call me.
Yep. Write me a letter.
Lisa, thank you for your call.
Okay, thank you.
Have a great day. All right, let's go to Jessica. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning.
Under 20% of people actually do this. What do you think it is?
I think it's arrive to work early.
And we have one in the room who does that.
You're talking to him right here. His name's Bobby Smith. It's very nice to talk to you. And I would say that is not lame at all. That is being a great employee and being very well prepared for the Kathy Romano show.
So sorry, Jessica. Yes, that is not correct. But I will.
Thank you.
Yeah, you have a great day, Jessica. I will give a little hint here, though. So that was Jessica's guess. And like Bobby does arrive pretty early for work. You are the one, I would say, that probably thinks the answer to this question is the most lame.
Absolutely. I completely yes. agree.
So keep yep. that in
there
mind, people. Let's go to Jim. He'll be the last guest for this round. Hi, Jim.
Good morning.
All right, we've got $606. Under 20% of people actually do this. What do you think it is?
I would say have books in their house just like to be a show-off. Like, they don't read them. They just have them.
Like to impress people when they come over?
Yes.
You're like, oh, look at my stack of books.
Uh-huh. I haven't read one of them. People do that all the time. They stack their houses with nice books. I'm sure people do that,
there's
which is lame.
Like, you can buy a stack of fake books like at Home Goods.
Are you serious?
As like
yeah.
a decoration, and you put it on like an end table or like on a bookshelf.
So somebody comes over to go pull one out and they knock off your whole shelf because they pull the whole thing out.
I mean, you can pretty much tell they're fake.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, people use them as decoration.
I love this guess.
Jim, we do love your guess, but it is not correct.
Oh.
It is lame, though.
It is lame.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
$606 for the impossible question. Under 20% of people actually do this. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning.
What do you think it is?
I'm going to guess, it's my daughter's guess, actually, reading a physical newspaper on a daily or on a normal basis.
Actually still holding a paper in your hand.
I know someone yes. who still reads a newspaper, reads like all of the ones that he can get, and he gets so mad that they're so thin now
yes.
that everyone goes online for their news.
My mom was so upset when the Courier Post stopped doing them. She was the last one. She was the last person to get it delivered. Last one.
I bet you're right, or at least close to under 20% of people still do that. But that is not the correct answer, Ryan. Sorry.
All right. Yeah, I looked it up. It was around like 10% because of like 65 and above still do it on a pretty frequent basis.
Look at you Googling your own guess before you found out.
Ryan, thanks so much for your call. Keep trying.
Yeah, thank you. All right, bye-bye.
Under 20% of people actually do this. What is it? 888-333-B101. Under 20% of people actually do this for $606. Julie, what is it?
I'm going to say they iron their jeans.
Losers.
Bobby, if there is a significant crinkle, crease in the jeans, do you iron them?
They go right in the dryer. They go right in the dryer. That's how I iron everything. The dryer.
Julie, do you iron your jeans?
No, I do not.
I do.
Kathy, you iron your jeans?
I do. Not all of them, but so I fold
Laura
them.
Laura just looked at you really funny. Laura was like, what?
I know. I fold them. That's where how I put them away. So I don't have enough room to hang all of my jeans. So they do get folded. So sometimes if I don't wear them for a little while and
Loser.
I take them out, they've got a crease on them. And there is a picture of us with, I shouldn't even say it because it bothers me so much, with the girl from Stranger Things, Cara Buono, and my jeans are wrinkled, and I hate it, and I'm so embarrassed by it. So actually, I steam them. I don't iron them, but same thing. Sorry, Julie.
Yeah, Julie, all for this, for that.
Yeah,
not the correct guess.
She's like, yeah, great, thanks.
Let's go to Jamie. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning.
Do you iron your jeans, Jamie?
Absolutely not.
No,
not yet.
Okay.
Yeah, she's not a loser.
Right. Under 20% of people actually do this. What do you think it is?
I think the lamos don't say thank you when they're driving.
Oh. Like a,
you know, like
a,
you let somebody out and they just like go.
Yeah, like where's my little wave?
The wave.
Thanking me
exactly.
back.
Exactly.
Like
a little
you in.
A nod, you know, something.
I will I definitely thank them. And yep. I have like tinted windows. Sometimes I don't know if they can see. So I like stick my hand out the window.
Like, hi.
I also will mouth, I'm sorry. Like if I do something wrong or like
I'm sorry, I just hit that car or that curb
or that tree. No.
Yeah.
No, but if I do like something where somebody had to, I don't know, whatever, but I'll be like, oh, I'm sorry. You know,
that's funny.
Sorry, Jamie. That's not the correct answer though.
Thank you.
All right. Have a great day. Aaron, do you know what under 20% of people actually do?
I'm going to say make your bed every day.
Too low.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope.
Who was that?
That was me feeding back into there. That was weird.
Why are there two Bobbies?
Aaron, that there was a Bobby on your phone line that was also talking to you. That was really weird.
That was weird.
Oh, that is weird. I don't know.
Yeah. Don't look in your back seat.
I think that has to be... That has to be low. Bobby, you make your bed.
Make
for sure.
Bed. Every morning.
No, she doesn't.
Jay's still in the bed when I get
Does he make it?
No.
There's no way. Brett might make his bed.
We're going to find out here.
He's
Hang
coming
on one
in here.
Second, Aaron.
I definitely make my bed.
Okay.
Do you make your bed?
Every morning.
Every morning.
Okay.
There we
yeah,
go.
I thought maybe.
Yep.
Sorry, Aaron, not the correct guess.
Yep.
Okay. But thank you.
Tell Bobby in the back seat I said hi, okay?
Tell me I said
okay.
hi.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
That was really weird. I heard myself.
Oh my gosh, that was so funny.
I sound terrible. How do you guys put up with this all morning?
It's hard.
See?
It's a lot of work. This is why I get paid. It's just because I have to.
All right.
Keep him go. Let him go.
Oh, that's the clip of the day right there. Live, Brett. There you go.
$707 tomorrow morning. Get your guesses ready. Under 20% of people actually do this. If we did not get to your call this morning, we are sorry, but you can try again tomorrow.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.